This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new book out about women in science. Women in science a long time ago, but from whom there's a pretty straight line to women in science and technology today. It's about, and this is from the subtitle, The Ladies of Harvard Observatory. So it's about astronomy. It's called The Glass Universe. It's by David Sobel. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We ought to start, I suppose, with some introductions. Edward Pickering and Anna Draper, right? Who were they?
Edward Pickering was the director of the Harvard College Observatory, and Anna Draper was a New York heiress, the wife of Dr. Henry Draper, and she was also his partner in his amateur astronomy pursuits.
And she gives a not small gift that sort of sets off this whole thing, right?
So as a memorial to him, she gave Pickering pretty much the equal of his entire annual budget just to do that project.
And Edward Pickering, in the 1880s-ish, hires women to do this when women just were not in science, full stop.
That's true. He was very broad-minded, forward-thinking. He actually found about six women working at the observatory when he took it over in 1877. And he thought that was just fine. And he even reached out to volunteers, women who had been through one of the women's colleges and had real background in astronomy, but no place to apply that background. And he gave them a chance to send in their observations and be part of a big, important project.
This is going to sound ungracious to Mr. Pickering, but they were cheap labor, too, weren't these women?
Yes. Women still are in many cases.
They're very true. Yeah.
But the opportunity he gave them, the confidence he placed in them, and the recognition he brought them, all of those were recompense. They did complain about their salary sometimes, mm-hmm. but they were happy to have the work.
World War II comes along, NASA comes along, and space exploration. This all plays into that as well.
Yes, there were people from the Harvard Observatory who showed how well their background in astronomy had trained them to do war work. So the wife of the observatory director was computing ballistics tables for the Navy. Hmm. There were many ways that a trained astronomer could participate and contribute.
Describe for me what it was like to look at these plates. I'm going to guess you've been up to Harvard and seen these glass plates.
I have. They're beautiful things. They look like a little like museum relics.
Yeah, which they are, I suppose, right?
They are. They started in 1885, and they cover a full century of the night sky. So the last one was taken in 1992.
Wow.
And that's what makes the collection so extraordinary, because although digital techniques now can do more, see farther, they can't see what's on those plates. So today, new discoveries can be better understood by looking back and seeing what was in those same sectors of the sky 100 years ago.
All thanks to these underpaid and underappreciated women who worked in the Harvard College Observatory.
Much thanks to them. Great thanks to Pickering, too,
and
to Mrs. Draper for providing the money.
For the money, of course. David Sobel's most recent book is called The Glass Universe, about the ladies of Harvard Observatory. David, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.